Where were we? Jenna. Let me see that sensitive little neck. Feeling a little dizzy. Just lean back against the door. Let me mark you with my kisses. My lipstick. Smearing all around your neck. Like a choker. Or a collar. Left to right. Now, let's get this shirt off of you. Relax. Just let me kiss you. One on this nipple. And one on this nipple. And a trail of three more under this one. Down. Down. And a trail of three more under this one. Down. Down. You just hold still. I'll do all the dirty work down here. On my knees. Pulling your pants down. No. No need. I said, don't move. Bye-bye, pants. Now you're all naked and defenseless, except for the lipstick you're wearing so dashingly around your neck. Look down at me. Should I kiss you down here, too? No surprise there. But let's take it nice and slow. I like the way you squirm when I hover my hands over your skin, touching only the tips of the upright little hairs, if anything at all. Mimicking the motions of rubbing your thighs, petting closer and closer to your... not yet. I like the way you whimper and whine, too. Are my warm breaths funneling into all those sensitive places? Kissing you so teasingly where you desperately wish I'd kiss. Patience, pet. Well then, how about we take this to the bedroom? Here, take my hand. I'll lead the way. Come now. It's walkie time. I know it's dark. Darker and darker the deeper we go. It can make the hallway feel like it goes on and on forever. Just crawling forward endlessly. Deeper into the abyss. Keep holding on tight. Follow my voice. I know where we are. I know where I'm going. Trust me, pet. Keep going. Follow me. Deeper and deeper. Forward is the only way. Behind us is a vast darkness you can't navigate on your own. You don't want to get aimlessly lost in the darkness without someone to guide you. Just a little further. We're going to make our way down some steps now, okay? You're going to have to trust me. Ready? Step down. Good. Other foot. Not bad. Next one. Down. Deeper down the hallway. Deeper down the stairs. Slowly but surely. Come on. Down. I've got you. Hold on tight to me. We wouldn't want you to trip and fall now, would we? Don't worry. I won't let that happen to you. As long as you stay with me and do as I say, you'll make it just fine. One more step. Mm-hmm. You got it. There's a good pet. Now, drop to your hands and knees. Good puppy. Now, come on. We're not quite there yet. Since you can't use those puppy paws to hold on my hand anymore, I'll pull you along by the hair on your head. Crawling by my side. At my pace. Here, puppy. Keep up. And less it will hurt. Oh, you can't fight against my paw, puppy. Relax. I'm going to give you the fun playtime I promised you. Crawl. Come on. Forward is the only way, pet. Now, just keep crawling forward. I'll push you forward from behind. More. More. The floor is metal there. It might feel cold against your bare hands and knees, but you'll get used to it. Keep going. A little more. A little more. Good puppy. Welcome to your new home, pets. As you feel your way around, you might notice cold, thin metal rungs in every direction. My little cage doesn't give you much wiggle room, does it? Shh, just relax. The more you struggle, the tighter the cage will feel. The more trapped you will become. Don't worry, pets. We're still going to play. Sit. Relax. While I get your toys ready for you. Ready? Okay. Now, here's our first little game. Are you going to be an obedient little pet? Good. Now, the rules of this game are simple. I'm going to poke my toes through the gaps in the cage, and you're going to use that cute little nose of yours to sniff them out. Without your sense of sight, perhaps your sense of smell will truly be enhanced like that of a dog's. Ready? Begin. Eager, are we? You're cute when you're frantic to obey. Good puppy. Sniff deeply and diligently to find your treats. If you do well enough in this game, we can play another one. Does that sound good? I'll take the hasten rattling of the cage as a yes. Come on, sniff puppy. See if you can come find me. Oh, there you go. Good puppy. Now lick them. Come on. Lap it up, pet. Make sure to get all in between the toes. Oh, you really don't like it when I pull them away, do you? You know you can't follow them through the tiny gaps of the cage, right? Or are you too dumb and puppy brain to realize? Drop, pet. Down, pet. All the way down to the ground. Don't worry. You're not in trouble. I'm preparing your next treat. Okay, puppy. I'm sitting on your cage. Come up and find me. Sniff, puppy. Seek my scent. You'll know it when you smell it. Well, that's my thigh. But can you find anything else? Oh. Good puppy. Yes, puppy. Right there. Lap it all up. Let your tongue guide you. Lick my pussy through the gaps. My ass. Whatever fetches the attention of your simple puppy brain. This is your treat, pet. But I don't want to spoil you so soon. I think we should call it quits for now. I know. That wasn't nearly enough for my hungry puppy. But pets don't always know what's best for them. A good owner has to know when to say no to their needy pets. Even when they plead and whine. You've got a lot of howl for someone so small. Save your breath. We'll play again later. But it's bedtime now. Do I need to put a muzzle on you to keep you quiet? I might as well, just to play it safe. Puppies can be quite loud on their first night in their new home. Hold still. I'm going to press this tight against your face and securing it tight on the back of your head. Good. All right, puppy. I'm draping a blanket over the cage now. I need you to be good and quiet so I can relax in peace without a whining mutt staring at me all night. Oh, no, puppy. You still need a lot more training before you can sleep on the bed with me. You're sleeping in the cage tonight, and every night for the foreseeable future, or until you can prove to me that you can be good. I can't understand you through that muzzle, silly puppy. The first trick you need to learn as my pet is to be quiet when I tell you to. You can do that, can't you? Well, this is your chance to prove it to me. You've been a pleasure to witness. But it's quiet time now. Got it? Good night.